Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Darren. Nice to hear from you again.
Yes, well, look, I can smell the lawn clippings. We're only about a month away now till the start of the Cricket Tasmania Premier League. Well, that's my anticipation. Am I correct, about a month away?
Yeah, look, in Tasmania, we always shoot for that first weekend in October. It's problematic, but we keep shooting for it.
So it looks likely then?
Yes, yes. We're scheduled to start the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd of October, Saturday, Sunday, of course.
Righto. So we've got Tim Coyle and Darren Simmons handling the men's and women's programs and under the banner of Cricket Tasmania. How's that been working so far?
Look, really well. It's been terrific to work with the Cricket Tas folk, tap directly into the resources. We've been wrestling with how it works operationally, but I can sense that, I know that the Cricket Tas folk are really invested now in helping us be as relevant and competitive as we possibly can be.
Now, part of that new program setup is the appointment of a high-performance coach for the Great and Northern region, first one in a while. So Al Taylor from the Launceston Cricket Club and also one of your Raiders players is going to be doing that.
That's correct. Yes, he started. The appointment was made later than ideal, but he's underway. And as you say, yes, the first full-timer that we've had in that space now for a little while. So further evidence that the reinvestment in the pathway from the north is real.
Right. Let's go to grounds for the Raiders. So an increase in the use of UTAS this coming season.
Yes, our opportunity to access UTAS really hinges around when the drop-in wickets are in for Big Bash,
yeah,
and for women's Big Bash, and that national competition. So we're very keen to piggyback on that cricket being in the north of the state. And so for this season coming up, it does mean a slight increase on last season, and a significant increase on seasons before that. So that's really encouraging because it is such a great venue and such a great wicket block and ground, of course. So it's a real privilege and a treat for our guys to be playing on that. And it also means that we have to call on other grounds, NTCA and NWTCA cricket are played on, less often. So, yeah, we're really encouraged that we've got, at least this year, got really good access to UTAS. But we expect, Darren, that Windsor Park and perhaps Invermay Park and La Trobe as well will also be hosting our matches.
So your coaches have assembled squads. I see you've got 20 players listed on your men's and up to 25 on your women's. So it's good that people are putting their hands up.
Yeah, look, it is, and the squads have been really settled. Both men's and women's have been training for several weeks and prepare well. So we're really pleased that that's much more settled. So, really pleased with the way that's going.
And I noticed on your men's squad list, the big name that stands out is Tim David, who's been making quite a name for himself in 2020 cricket in particular.
Look, he was a really terrific raider for us last year. Our men really hooked into his involvement and really loved having him as part of the group. Of course, his availability will be limited by his Big Bash commitments, but important for us to be able to play alongside who's got current and relevant skills. Everyone walks a little bit taller with, in that sort of company.
Yeah, very good player. And speaking of very good players, now I know that Evan Golbus has been helping out Tim Coyle with some coaching with the men's program. Yeah. The situation with him, what's going on at this stage?
Evan's gold to us in a training and preparation sense. Again, that's excellent for our young players. But unfortunately for the Victorians, there's some doubt, I guess, as to what happens with the Victorian grade cricket this
yep.
year, which Evan is contracted to play. So if he's unable to play that, of course, we're ready and keen to offer him an opportunity not only to play but to continue that mentoring, that match day mentoring role that was so valuable for us last year. So Evan will be, would be of enormous value to us should he be unable to fulfil his commitments to the Carlton Cricket Club.
There's going to be more red ball cricket this season?
Yes. There's a full round of two-day red ball games, which, of course, means there's slightly less 50-over and T20 cricket. That's, again, healthy, we think, to help players prepare in all formats. So, yes, a full round of two-day red ball cricket.
Righto, very good. A final thing I wanted to ask you, I noticed on a letter report that you sent out to clubs, when you did your end-of-season sort of
feedback summary.
Yeah. One of the things raised, that there was not a lot of communication between the Raiders and the Cricket North West and Cricket North Club. So you intend to sort of pick that up a bit?
We want to make ourselves available for that two-way exchange. We need to know what the views of the clubs are about, the degree to which it's manageable for them to host a game when players are coming back to their clubs and sometimes playing Raiders cricket. And we believe that's improving, and we're looking at different ways of being able to keep the communication channels open. Both Darren Simmons and Tim Coyle are really open to hear from the clubs and the players. The players hold a key here to be that good communicator between the High Performance Raiders program and their NTCA, NWTCA clubs, and so that the player is not the one sandwiched in the middle of everyone wanting their time on the ground.
Yeah. So it's what? It'll be season four for the Raiders now?
Season four,
yeah.
And season three for the women.
Yeah, very good. Well, it seems that, and it was always going to take a couple of years, and it's probably going to take a few more until you have a full-time permanent home, perhaps. It seems like it's more of a club now than it has been.
Look, to me as well, I had last year off, but coming back involved this year, the coaching setup is rock solid. The players are buying in. Hmm. We know that we've got Cricket Tasmania interested in helping us identify where our home will be in future. So, yes, it's starting to work.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for having a yarn. Talk again, I guess, before the season starts, which at this stage will be first weekend of October.
Well done, Darren.